Some good old homegrown rock and roll from Saskatchewan. That is Feeling Good by the Sheepdogs. This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. The Sheepdogs won the Rolling Stone cover a couple years back when they first started, and they have been churning out hits ever since. That song was produced by the Black Keys' Daniel Achterbach, and they've won several Junos and have toured all over the place and continue to do so. I'm amazed that their bass player is their manager now, and they are that busy. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, country singer Dean Brody, also an award-winning artist from Canada. He's from Smithers, British Columbia. The song was called Canadian Summer. Let's listen to Mimi O'Bonus when she's got a new track called The River out on her album Willow, just released this year. She's from northeastern Ontario, currently based, was based in Toronto and had a coffee shop, moved back out and has been surrounded by nature and creating some incredible music. She just signed to AIM Artists, which is a booking agency, so we're going to see her on tour a little bit more these days. I'm happy for you, Mimi. Here she is on The Jukebox with The River. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
That is the first song with a stutter to ever hit number one on the Billboard charts. Yep, it's BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, a quintessential summer tune. And unfortunately, they lost a couple of their founding members this past year. And they continue to amaze me with their range of music. You could listen to rock and roll, which certainly was taking care of business and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, but they also had some really jazzy stuff as well. We've got music coming up from Bryan Adams, another one from back in the day, Summer of 69, which was released in 1985 and became a massive hit for Bryan Adams. He obviously continued to write big hit song. Interesting tidbit about Bryan Adams, he was actually born and raised in England and also raised in Israel, Portugal, and Austria. And by the age of 14 is where he settled in Canada, in Vancouver, which is where everything sort of happened for him. Music from Toronto's Julian Taylor Band. I know them quite well. Something from their release Avalanche, which is now on vinyl. Pretty cool, right? The song is called Back Again. We also have music from the late, great Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown. And I remember meeting Gordon for the first time. It was an incredible experience at Paul Hahn Piano Store, which is one of our sponsors. They were doing a little concert with Gordon for about 30 people. Even Ken Thompson of the Globe and Mail was sitting in the front row, and my family was invited to check it out. I ended up giving Gordon a CD, and he turned to me and he said, "Aren't you going to sign it?" And I was floored. He says, "Well, it's not a Gordon Lightfoot CD, is it?" And he was right. So kudos to Gord for his humble nature and his beautiful songs. That's coming up on the show. We're going to hear Sundown. And my good friend Kenny Starr, who is incredible, one of the most outspoken and important artists that I know, has a song here on the show called Dreaming. I hope you dig it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Sorry that he left you, but what else was a man to do? Sit around while you drown inside your well-studied frown. And I'm sorry that he left you, but what else was a man to do when his spirit could not bloom as long as you were in the room? And I know you hold my name to validate some fallen throne. When you have your own cruel aim to blame for tarnishing your own, you still hold my name to validate some fallen throne. When you have your own cruel aim to blame, you could be dreaming.
And I'm dreaming.
To be won or lost, they are to be dreamed. Life is always moving like love moves at its own will. My question to you then would be, why do you sit so sullen?
Thank you.
This is Music for the Human Race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. When two or more people sing together, they can create harmony by producing different notes at the same time. Astonishingly, many songbirds can create harmony without another bird to back them up, all on their own. That's thanks to the amazing vocal organ found in most birds, the syrinx. Unlike human vocal cords, with just one passageway for air to travel through and create sound, a bird's syrinx has two passageways. It's located where the airways of the lungs meet. Different sets of muscles and nerves control the two sides of the syrinx. That lets some songbirds, like this veery, sing two separate melodies at the same time. At one point in the song, one melody rises while the other descends. It's as if the bird has two voices. While most people can only dream of sounding like a veery, throat singing practiced by the Tuvan people of Central Asia comes close. Throat singers produce just one melodic line, but with multiple harmonic tones at once. To sing two different melodies at the same time, humans just have to work together. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Want to see a real magic trick? It's magic, nigga.